Time to pass, but I'll keep waiting. waiting like I always do, dreaming sunny dreams of you. Just turn on a dream girl, it's a beautiful thing, a dream girl. Just think about you and me, yeah, and how it could be, why can't you see?
B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Listening to the new singles as released on the 31st of October 1969, issue number 303 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings as produced by Francis Anthony Limited in Cornwall. We began with the Beatles and Something. Apple Records with a Parlophone catalogue number R5814. The album Abbey Road had been released about 4 or 5 weeks previous to this. The other side of the single was, of course, Come Together. Then we heard the Box Tops and their non-LP single, Turn On A Dream, of course, featuring Alex Chilton on Bell Records. This may surprise you, but this is Blue Mink we're listening to now. This is actually called Blue Mink, the B-side of their first single, which was of course Melting Pot. Madeline Bell on the vocals. And although the lyrics have caused some consternation in recent years, it is all about racial harmony.
Take a pinch of white man. Touch of blue blood and a little bitty bit of red Indian boy.
Curly black and king kiss mixed with yellow chinkies. If you lump it all together, Well, you got a recipe for a get-along scene.
What a beautiful dream.
If it could only come true, you know what we need is a great big melting pot, big enough to take the world and all it's got. Keep it stirring for 100 years or more, and turn out coffee-colored people by the score.
Beatles or the sun god.
It's true.
Well, it really doesn't matter what religion you choose. No, no, no.
American lady paper. The Mrs. Graceful. You know the living could be tasteful. Together in a loving machine.
I better call up the queen.
It's only fair that you know what we need is a great big melting pot. Big enough, big enough.
more information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Two different interpretations of Midnight Cowboy. This is Hank Marvin and the Shadows on Columbia Records, and prior to this on United Artists it was Ferrante and Teacher. We also heard Blue Mink, Melting Pot on Philips Records. You're listening to some. We are listening to some of the 63 singles released on the 31st of October 1969. I was 14 and a half years old then. Of course, there was more than one Shadows around here on Upsetter Records, produced by Lee Scratch Perry, the Shadows. And I don't think Hank Marvin was anywhere near the studio. This is called Dirty Dozen.
See them a-comin', see them a-comin' now. You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
The world is just a great big onion. And hey, that fear are the spices that make you cry. Oh, baby. And the only way to get free of this great big onion
is to plant love seeds.
Toward the unknown region we are definitely not heading with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and the Onion song, but I think it's good to hear the context in which these singles were released. It wasn't all just unknown rubbish, and very little of these tunes are rubbish. I think we're finding each week that when 50, 60, 70 singles are released, there's an awful lot of fantastic tunes that just got lost totally and utterly. Today, for instance, we've had Peter Tosh under the name of Peter Touch. We've had Jeannie C. Riley, Marcia Griffiths for Pioneers, Steam, big hit there. The Beatles, Plastic Ono Band, Alan Bowne, Crosby, Stills and Nash, a plethora of wonderful tunes and some unknown stuff. The first releases from the Middle Earth record label. And now the Temptations. Yes, Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye were Tamla Motown, TMG 715. The next catalogue number, 716, is the Temptations. One I'm not overly familiar with, but it's when we're going through their hot-buttered, psychedelicised soul stage, Runaway Child, Running Wild. It could have been me, but I'm sorry, it wasn't. I was a little bit too young at the time.
Bye. they took you from school and you can't go out to play. Yeah. Mama said, for the rest of the week in your room, you gotta stay.
Healthy collection of Tamla Motown singles at the time, but that Temptations one passed me by, because by this time I'd taken a dark turning towards the Doors and Led Zeppelin and Jethro Tull and Spooky Tooth. But just 1 year later, I would definitely be able to identify with this the B-side of the Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell single. I had found my future wife in... It was August of 1970, so just 1 year after this song was released by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, I Can't Believe You Love Me, I was able to say this to my future wife, Kathy.
I Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
We had joy, we had fun, we had Seasons in the Sun. That was Terry Jacks under the guise of the Poppy Family. It was Endless Sleep, the B-side of a single on Decca Records. Susan Jacks also singing, I think, on the A-side, Which Way You Going, Billy?
Which way? Which way? Yeah.
is not Chris Bent.
When I was 14 in 1969, I had already set the controls for heading toward the unknown region, and if I'd been fortunate enough to be doing a radio programme, then this would probably have been the way I would have been doing it, the songs I would have been playing. We heard the Poppy Family, both sides of their single, Endless Sleep, and Which Way You Going, Billy? And that was the Performers, and I Can't Stop You on Action Records. And this was a time when raucous soul jostled with pensive, thoughtful music of the Moody Blues.
Soon you will see me
but where I come from, I can't tell. But don't be alarmed by my fields and my forests. They're here for only you to share.
Justin Hayward on vocals with the Moody Blues, Watching and Waiting. It was the first single on their own Threshold record label. To Our Children's Children's Children was the title of the album. Now going in a different direction, production by Kenny Young. And if you were listening a few months ago, pretty certain we played Spider by Kenny Young. Well, here is his production of Clodagh Rogers' B-side. This is called Spider, so I guess this will be the same song.
A barefoot rooster boy, they call Spider Jim, smile at me as I sat right beside him. His deep brown eyes were saying we
Yes, I remember it well. A few weeks, a few months back, we played Kenny Young with Spider and it didn't achieve a great deal. So I guess Kenny said to Clodagh, how about you singing this song and I'll get the royalties coming in for the B-side. Love Affair, Accept Me For What I Am on CBS. This is one of their B-sides. We've had 3 hours of those unknown new singles on sale from the 31st of October 1969. We'll leave you with something really, really weird. The Plastic Ono Band. The Yoko Ono singing. Steve Ellis and Love Affair could rock like that. Well, if you didn't turn over the single, you would never know. You could have perversely played that on a jukebox and asked people. It would be the start of pub quizzes. Who do you think this is? And here's another one that you could have perversely chosen on a jukebox. A pub, a club, a nice quiet place, families enjoying themselves. Don't have nightmares. This is called Don't Worry Kyoto. Mummy's only looking for a hand in the snow. I give you Yoko Ono, the Plastic Ono Band, the B-side of Cold Turkey. The label tells us to play loud. You may choose to turn it down. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah. Yeah.